is James Gilman with As You Wish Talk Radio and eSETI Stargate. We're on all kinds of venues. We're on, we still can't post on YouTube, but we may just drop that one altogether because everything we talk about gets censored anyway. So, we're on VMO and everything else. So, check it out, As You Wish Talk Radio on BBS. Yeah, we're all over the place. I think we have something like 200 affiliates. So, that being said, there's a lot going on, and I wanted to get into the news, and then we'll go into some Q&A. And sorry about the lack of communication. We've been real busy with taking the coffee and macnut orchards back from the jungle. That's been quite an endeavor, and we pretty much finished that. And we also removed two large truckloads of old refrigerator stoves, golf carts, tires, and a mountain of trash from the property. So everything is looking great here. It's getting cleaned up. We just finished the chipping of the last branches and limbs, and the heavy lifting is done now. It's just maintenance, and we have a few other little projects we're working on. I spent Thanksgiving away from family other than the dolphins on a beach watching Mauna Loa erupt. No worries. The lava flow is going the opposite direction. There are a lot of anomalies happening around the eruption that we wanted to talk about, and we have a lot of pictures we'll be putting up for you to look at. I mean, everything from, it looks like Pele's dragons in one of them, and Pele dancing, and UFOs, and just all kinds of crazy stuff. So if you check it out on YouTube or whatever, you'll probably see Facebook, you see all kinds of pictures of strange things. But as you know, many know, there's a controversial government installation up there. Some say posing as observatories. And there's another on South Point. There's also a military base, you know, with literally mountains of dirt that came from somewhere. So there's some major underground facilities there. You know, common sense would dictate all that dirt came from somewhere, and somewhere there's a very big hole. And so do your research on dumps, you know, deep underground military bases. You know, there's been a lot of really loud booms along with unusual government denial saying it was a jet over the ocean, et cetera. But they're still going on. We keep hearing these loud booms and other strange things. There were several, all at different times. And so that's inconsistent with their explanation as usual. And those who have been following conspiracies are well aware of what goes on in some of those deep underground facilities. So things so decadent, experiments beyond most people's ability to comprehend. Those are starting to come out on YouTube and Facebook, and you see what they've done to humans and half animal, half human hybrids and things. It's very messed up. You know, it's I can't even go there. It's these creatures they've created are just so messed up. You know, I don't know what's going to happen with them, but they are finding them and whatever they, I don't know what they're going to do with them, but anyway, a lot of these dumps are being destroyed. They're being cleaned up. They're being filled with seawater and lava, or blown up to put an end to the evil operation. So knowing this puts a whole new spin on what is unfolding. You know, all we know is Pele just might be cleaning up all the desecration of sacred lands, or a combination of both. So there's a lot more of the story going on. And so many things are done under the guise of national security. And, you know, we always say, where's the security in slapping Pele in the face? It's not a good move. You know, in this case, military intelligence is not very intelligent. You know, they need to start listening to the locals and before they start digging big holes and playing their games. But anyway, there is a multidimensional bigger picture. You know, as predicted, all government cameras either went blank, were pointing at the ground, fuzzy, far off coverage of the event. It's unbelievable. We knew this was going to happen. And even Dutch Sense talked about that. He just said, what is wrong with these people? But citizen reporters, there's a guy named Two Pineapples and a Y Tracker on Face Crook, and several others are providing incredible coverage. And so there's a lot of coverage going on, but it's all citizen journalists and people up there on the mountain that are live streaming. And so there's a lot of things showing up in the footage, and a lot of strange blue lights, probably Arcturian ships hovering over the mountain. And that's what they look like. But a lot of activity up there. So There's also some private helicopter companies that are also doing a great job. And I really suggest looking for UFOs. They always appear around the mountain during major eruptions. In Mexico, they have been filmed going into the volcano upon which it settled down. So we might want to ask for a little help there. Some of this may need to happen. Don't fear it. You know, revel in the awesome power of nature. You know, all of this begs the question, what is really going on and what do they really don't want us to see? So, you know, I'm waiting for Pele to appear in the fire and the ash and watch them try to cover it up on their cameras. You know, they'll just cover it up and deny it. It's actually already happened. So but it's on the citizen journalist pages. Okay, getting back to more news, Ukraine has become a massive black hole for now over $105 billion with no oversight. You know, this money is finding its way back into the politicians' pockets, mostly Democrats, through Sam Bankman-Fried's Bitcoin. And Sam Bankman, Janet Yellen, and our celebrity hero, darling billionaire, warmonger Zelensky, you know, are all celebrated by live lamestream media, you know, in complete denial of what's transpired. So, you know, bottom line, the American people were fleeced out of $105 billion during food shortages, gas shortages, astronomical inflation. Yet those responsible are hailed as heroes by the lamestream media. you know, anybody that can see through this is going, oh my God, this is beyond insane, you know, but, and yes, you know, has anybody covered the weaponized biolabs, the child and sex trafficking, and the most corrupt government installed by the deep state on the planet, all being taken out by Putin? You know, they're not talking about that. A few are, not very many, but you might want to check out the investments into these facilities. Looks like the Bidens and other prominent Democrats and a few rhinos are listed as investors. This is all coming out. And it's been coming out in the United Nations. Of course, they aren't going to do anything because they're part of the problem. But the war is all about protecting deep state assets. You know, Ukraine being a deep state stronghold. You might want to do a little research before you hang up your Ukrainian flag. As far as fighting for democracy, it would be also wise to research the Nazi Azov battalion we are supporting, as well as the regions. They're all wanting to join Russia to get out from under the deep state Nazi tyranny. 80 to 90% of the people want to leave Ukraine and join Russia. And that being the case, why are we not supporting the will of the people? You know, why are we supporting a deep state Nazi stronghold? These morally challenged people pushing the war have the deepest ties and are completely ignorant concerning the history of Ukraine. So anyway, these people that are really pushing the war and pushing the money and everything else, you really want to look at their bank accounts because they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, going back to the elections, you know, the elections were a sham. You know, they're a disgrace unless you live in a communist banana republic. You know, the red wave happened. It was diluted by ballot stuffing and harvesting, rigging the voting machines and changing the numbers. You know, it is said it matters not who votes, but matters who counts the votes. And so the good news is, according to the military, they have it all. And you cannot arrest the players until they commit the crimes. So they've got them both elections. They have all the players and they know who they are. And there's a massive roundup is underway through December. So many well-known movie and music industry stars have come up missing. Their houses are all boarded up. Same with politicians, media moguls, and morally challenged billionaires. It's starting to look a lot like Christmas out there. Sing along, you know, but the gloves are off, so it's go time. There are things in place beyond your wildest dream to ensure the planetary liberation and ascension. No man can stop it. No reptile, no gray, no demon can stop what is coming. We're living in exciting times. The people are awakening and rising globally. You'll not hear it in the lamestream news. Just remember, you're not alone. Know there's a grand awakening. Move beyond the need for acceptance and approval. Shake up your friends, families, and community with loving detachment. They need to hear what's really happening. And they all know something is very wrong. They'll figure it out. They just need a little verification. So you won't have to say, I told you so. Just smile and watch the delicious crow dinner they're eating. More of that. Speaking of crow, you know, the evidence is in concerning the vax. The CDC just admitted over 118,000 children and young adults have died suddenly after the vax rollout. This is the CDC. The WHO is coming out with some statistics too, but they're really trying to sit on them. And 900,000 people are suffering from blood clots. 100,000 have died. And that is in, you know, that's one person dying every 6 minutes. And this is directly due to the, you know. So anyone still pushing the jab really need to be charged with murder and genocide, period. I mean, that's the bottom line. We can't deny this anymore. And those who have been jabbed really need to start getting that crap out of their system. We'll talk about that later. There are a lot of ways of getting that out of your system. I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you how to do that. But, you know, go to frontline doctors. There's a lot of doctors that have ways of getting the graphene out and the biochips and the dot technology. So, you know, before you become a transhuman and just are connected to the AI God, it'd be a good idea. So, this includes the CDC, the WHO, the vaccine companies, and political leaders. The head of Pfizer just said by 2023, they want to reduce the population to 50%, and that's their goal. I mean, that was a public statement. So I don't know what else it's going to take. To me, if you haven't figured that out by now, maybe you need to kind of help clean the gene pool up. And that's the only thing I can figure out what's going on, the wheat being separated from the chaff, because there's people out there still gung-ho and pushing these things. And I guess they're, you know, I hope they got it themselves as well, if they're pushing on others, because there's going to be a lot of karma there. In China, there's a massive revolution underway. The people are revolting against the lockdowns and extreme government abuses. They burned down the massive COVID camps and are beating back police in hazmat suits, chanting down with the CCP. And it looks like the Chinese Republic is coming back. There's a lot going on there. It's just like we have two parties. They have two parties there. And so luckily the CCP is collapsing in on itself. And the Chinese Republic will come in, and they're a lot more noble group. So there's a lot more to that story. We'll cover that later. The revolt is global, yet don't expect the lamestream news to cover it. Tucker Carlson is doing a great job and covering the insanity. Tony Fauci suggests the Chinese government should be the role model for America. That was a good one. Biden administration concerning all the unrest there in China has no comment. They have no comment whatsoever. You know, it's amazing. Politicians have made millions, if not billions, with their Chinese connections. They're either in support of the extreme human rights violations, remaining silent, or using diversion tactics to avoid, you know, the questions. So it's been rumored some very prominent Democrats and rhinos have been arrested, mainly for doing the bidding of China. And these names are going to be released soon. So there's a lot underway. I'll talk more about that later. There's another topic here. According to Blake, I don't know how to say, Lemoine or something, Google's AI has discovered non-human presences, aliens on the internet. Although Landa seems benign, you know, there's a lot of talk about the AI God and the demonic energies connected to it, as well as the transhuman agenda to connect to these entities. And that's what, you know, the jab was about. So anyway, it'd be a good interview. I'm going to have to contact him and get him on the show, but hopefully he'll come on the show. There's so much going on. This isn't conspiracy theory anymore. It's conspiracy fact. I mean, the evidence is there if anybody wants to look it up. So on another topic, I know we're going a little dark here. Speaking of pure evil, Balenciaga. Now, Baal, everybody knows who Baal is. Baal is the Illuminati god that they worship, you know, and they've got Baal and they've got the goat head dude and all that other stuff. And people are referring to this as an evil satanic psyop, you know, and it seems to be pushing child bondage. Something even creepier, there was a fashion show with models dressed like rotting corpses and purses with babies and animals splattered with blood. And these are all held in New York City. You know, I would not be surprised if a lot of inserted politicians were there. It seems almost every day someone in the Biden administration has been exposed for extreme mental disorders, lewd sexual behavior, theft, or tyrannical behavior towards conservatives, or any or anyone with any moral fiber whatsoever. It's just every day there's more and more and more. It's gone pure insanity. So we'll cover that too later. The good news is reports are coming in that massive child rescues around the world are happening. Arrests are being made. Weaponized biolabs are being destroyed. And tyrannical governments are failing, mainly thanks to Russia. You know, so it's things are backwards, folks. Figure it out. It's not what you think. Now, here's a good note. Q just dropped a very powerful message. And you can read between the lines. It says, emergency alert, presidential alert, deep state arrested, pedophiles arrested, free energy technology released, financial slavery abolished, world peace secured, extraterrestrial disclosure underway, quantum computer activated, green light, bombs incoming, dark to light. So we've been watching a lot of major military activity here in Hawaii, helicopters, C-130s, and it's being reported elsewhere around the country, and something's definitely going on. There's a lot of flights to Gitmo and very large military groups are being deployed in other countries to help clean up some of this mess. It's a global cleanup that's going on. So I would expect disruptions with the internet and other sources of media while this gets mopped up. And it is a good idea to stock up, as well as say some prayers for the white hats doing the heavy lifting. There's something else I wanted to cover about Ukraine and before we get into the Q&A. In the Ukraine, they are filming incredible UFO activity. And as we said, this is a multidimensional war, and it has to do with some dark ETs and some light ETs. And there's a huge cleanup going on, and they're very much based in the Ukraine there, the dark ones. So there's these black ships that absorb light that are zipping around up there. And then there's these extremely fast light ships that are zipping all over the place there. And a lot of booms being heard. We're hitting tons of booms here in Hawaii. Nobody can explain what's going on. And a lot of what look like meteors falling down to the ground, which may not be meteors, but this is well documented over in the Ukraine right now. And so, as I said, it's as above, so below. What's happening on the ground with the white hats is happening in space. You know, it's in our atmosphere, and a lot of these deep underground facilities are being cleaned up. So, yeah, so that's the good news. It's going on. If you're paying attention, if you've got some night vision goggles, go out. We see them here at 5 a.m. And when we're in Washington State, we see them all night long and into the wee hours of the morning. So we've filmed a lot of UFO activity here. It's happening around the world. So when they talk about, they're talking about extraterrestrial disclosure underway. We've been working with them for 40 years. So I'm glad they're finally admitting it, but anyway, they're getting they're taking the gloves off now. And so there's a major cleanup going on. So this is not just the deep state, the white hats against the dark hats. This is the space fleet against the dark fleet. It's the Pleiadians, or let's say the Arcturians, the Andromedans, the Orion Council of Light, and the Pleiadians and the Sirians that are taking out the royal reptilians, and the grays, tall grays, and a lot of these other beings. So there's quite a battle going on. So I would really go within and learn how to do clearings, clear your energy, make sure you don't have these things hitchhiking on your back, and say a prayer for the for the white hats doing the heavy lifting on the ground. They need your prayers, because they're dealing with some pretty heavy stuff that some of have never seen before. So it's quite an experience. But so anyway, that's the good news. Things are being cleaned up. They are going in the right direction, and nothing can stop this. It's massive. And so I want to get into the Q&A now. See what we're doing on time. Looks like we got plenty of time. So go ahead with the first question.
Will anyone create a clot dissolver for those who took the jabs before hordes more humans transition?
Yeah, there are Okay, there's many levels to that question. One, there are basic things. And again, I'm not a doctor, so I can't prescribe any of this stuff. So I'll tell you to go to Frontline Medicine. Was it Frontline Doctors, I think it is? Just do a search on that, how to dissolve it. It's all over the internet. You can find things that will dissolve the heavy metals and things like that. There's other things that can get the graphite out of your system, graphene out of your system. And then you want to short out that DOT technology that's telling the graphene what to do, that get the luciferase and the other stuff out of your system. But there are ways of doing it. And I would say definitely do your research on that. A lot of different ways. And there's many levels to this, because on one level that we have basic formulas that can help. On another level, we have energetic formulas that can take it out and clean it out. And on another level, we have zappers that can just zap that DOT and knock it right out of your system. And those are coming out. And I think that's part of all this, along with the free energy technology, it's also healing technology that's going to be released. And some of these ETs have technology. They can beam that stuff right out of your system. They can actually, it's like put you what do they call it when they beam me up, Scott? Transporter. And they can put you in a device like a transporter, and they can get your whole and healthy, perfect DNA, you know, your etheric body, the template. And they can beam you up and then clean up all the other crap in there and then beam you back, and you'd have your etheric body, your whole and healthy, perfect self. But that's way out there. We're talking way out there stuff, but it is possible. And so they just like, they just have technologies that we can only dream of that might seem like magic. And those would be coming into play. How soon? I don't know. It depends on how fast this other stuff gets cleaned up and how much more resistance there is to it and how much resistance these people practicing their divine right to stupidity are going to continue in resisting their greater good. And so, again, we have to rise to the occasion, and we have to get on the right side of the fence.
Could taking these jabs be some kind of prearranged soul's choice to exit out of here?
That's interesting. Could be. You know, there's a lot of people that have chosen just to come in for a short time, and they want to go back because where they came from was awesome. And, you know, they came from the Pleiades or the Orion system, or they came from, you know, Andromedans or some of these other just beautiful cultures, very high cultures. So a lot of people could be saying, okay, I'm going to come in and do this thing and wake up other people. And in a way, they're not really sacrificing their life, because their life isn't, they might be sacrificing the body, but the soul continues, you know. So, but even the body doesn't die. It just disassembles back to a less complex form, and the life force is in the atom, and the soul moves on. So we need to look at things that way and not get caught up in the victim and drama and all the other things.
How do you envision the future for the purebloods here? It's all part of the same question.
Yeah, future for the purebloods. You mean the people that didn't take the jab?
Or, I'm assuming that's what she means.
Or the royal ones that think they're the purebloods. I'm not sure.
Well, since she's talking about the jab, let's stick with
that. Yeah. Okay. So, well, yeah, the future for the purebloods, when you ascend, you take the body with you, and you can't do it with all this gear inside of you, you know. So the purebloods are going to have a much easier path as far as ascension. It'll be much easier for them to ascend. You really got to get that stuff out of your system. It's important. And I think there are going to be avenues to do that.
What's the title of ambassador entail for our friends in space? In the dream state, I was shown that I'm an ambassador. I'm trying to figure out more about what that means.
Okay, hang on just a second. It looks like I hope this works. My speaker just, my microphone just went. Oh, well, it's not going to go in. What? Got Volter guys here. There we go.
Do we ask it again?
It's not coming on. That's all right. I'll just use the setting. So what was it?
Ask the question again.
Technical difficulty. Okay, I got ambassador.
Yes.
Okay, ambassador. We do ambassador training, and it's very different than most other people do. We don't participate in a lot of the C5 stuff, anything connected to Greer. Unfortunately, you really got to do your research on that one. But we do something totally different. And being an ambassador means rising to the occasion. It means clearing up your shadow side, clearing up the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences, and focusing on service to others, basically. And so when we do that, when we rise to the occasion, our frequencies go up, and then they find us and they go, oh, there's one, there's a candidate, and they pick us. And so we help people do that. We help people get clear, and they'll help you along the way. They'll help you release a lot of that too as well. But we have transpersonal release sessions that help people clear that. But it's really important right now as you're come from, like, why do you want to become an ambassador? Do you want the notoriety? Do you want the fame? Do you want the money that might come with it? It is a multi-billion dollar business, the UFO business. Unfortunately, it shouldn't be that way. And it's heavily, heavily infiltrated by satanic, Luciferian, shills, government, everything. It's a mess. But you've got to really have your come from right, because if you don't have like a strong moral compass, if you don't have a very strong desire to be of service to humanity, you can get hijacked real easy. And there's a lot of that. A lot of people have been hijacked. They've been chipped, hijacked, and they're working with reptilians, and they're giving them other names and don't even know it. And so there's a lot of that going on. So you got to really stay in the heart and stay centered and stay on track, because there's a lot of forces that will try to pull you off track.
You have explained ascended masters and the good guys. Is there a devil? Is that Baal, Lucifer, Satan? Are they the same, just by different names? Worshipped by demons, interplanetary beings, and interdimensional beings?
Well, it's kind of interesting. There's a lot of information about Lucifer, and a lot of people are trying to make Lucifer into the good guy. And they say, is the light bearer of light or light bringer or whatever? I don't know. There's all kinds of stuff, but he fell, basically. And he's at war with the benevolent ones, and they're outnumbered 2-1, basically. So, he's not going to be doing too well in the future. But and this goes back to, I think we really need to look at the behavior and the intentions of each group and get away from the name so much. Like Satan, there's royal reptilians that are winged reptilian creatures. There's reptilians. A lot of people mistake the reptilians for demons. There are demons. You've got the, on the dark side, you've got the fallen Anunnaki, you have the serpent beings, you have the royal reptilians, you have the reptilians, and you have the tall grays. And a lot of the little grays are just little robots, basically. They just do whatever they're told. And a bunch of other ones, you have a bunch of in between. It's like a lot of the mantis beings, some are really positive and some have been chipped and been taken over. So you really got to develop your inner sensitivity so you can really tune into that being and see what their agenda is.
Can addictions, drugs, alcohol, smoking, et cetera, be holdovers from previous lives? Any suggestions on how to clear?
Definitely. Yeah. You can have holdovers from previous lives, addiction problems. And I know, I don't smoke or drink or do anything. Every once in a while, years ago, I'd have maybe a margarita or I'd have a glass of wine during dinner with company or something. But now I don't partake in anything. As soon as I drink it, I feel it. My body just does not like it. But they can be holdovers. Also, a lot of allergies can be holdovers from past lives. I know myself, I was hung. I was a road bandit in one of my lifetimes, and I got hung at an early age, and my last meal had a lot of cilantro in it. So whenever I smell cilantro, my body just freaks out. And in in Egypt, I had a chariot, and I was with had a kind of a wealthy family, and I had a chariot, and these friends wanted to go to this other town where there's a lot of gambling and women or something. So they asked me to take them there and take my chariot. And so I said, yeah, you know, okay. And I got in there, and I got halfway there, and they stabbed me in the back and threw me in the river and took my chariot and my gold and everything else. So big lesson on that one. But I landed in this bumble grass. It's this kind of grass that grows along rivers. And so whenever I'm around that grass, my whole body just goes, and I start getting sinus things and everything else. But I went back and cleared those, and then now I don't have that anymore. So a lot of things cross over from other lives. And so it's just, you know, maintain a balance. You know, I'm probably a little extreme when it comes to drugs and alcohol. I don't do anything. I don't do plant medicine or anything, because it actually takes me down. It doesn't really take me up, and I like to be in control of where I go.
Who is protecting Trump? Must be a higher power than the Secret Service, as he nor anyone in his family has been harmed physically, even the slightest.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, because you know, we see these ships come in, and they're following Air Force One, protecting them. And we asked who those were, and that was the Orion Council of Light. And he's very connected to the Orion system and the Planetary Liberators, the benevolent ones. There's the Orion Alliance that's negative, that's grays and reptilians and some other stuff that's negative. But he's aligned with the benevolent ones. I know he's also has some Andromedans looking after him, which are mythologically known as archangels. And I'm sure there's a whole host of beings that are working with him, protecting him.
What is Archangel Michael connection and position with the Orion Council of Light?
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, if you go up the vibration continuum, at the top, you have the Andromedans. And the Andromedans are mythologically known as archangels. They have magnetized light body, and they live in a holographic light universe, beautiful beings. There's other Andromedans that are blue skinned and different levels of beings there. They have the next level down would be, the Sirians are on seventh. This is hard to explain, because I would say there's the Andromedans, the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, and the Sirians. Now, the thing about the Sirians and the Pleiadians and the Arcturians and all of them, a lot of them operate on more than one dimension. So you could find them in the fifth and sixth and seventh dimension. So, and there's different beings, like the Sirians have the humanoid cat-like beings. They're in the fifth dimension, and they have panther-like beings in the sixth, and then 17-foot-tall lion beings in the seventh. And these are all recorded throughout history, Sekhmet, and they were the protectors of the gods, or the Anunnaki, which were the ancient Lyrians. And so, and we'll get into that. I know there's another question coming up about that, and I'll talk more about that. But it's really hard to pigeonhole any of this, because, like, we have Pleiadians coming in, they're 7D, and beautiful Blaji, you know, she's on the seventh dimension, and she comes in, and she's a very powerful Pleiadian teacher, master teacher.
Let's pretend Inky does want to help us. Would you, James, trust him based on how you, having met him, feel about him, not based on what others have said and whether you agree or disagree with others?
Yeah, that's interesting. Inky, I mean, I wouldn't fully trust anybody. There's an old saying, trust is earned. But you have to realize we're holding 450,000-year-old grudges. And a lot of people have evolved since then. And so we're dealing with old news. Now, like most of the Anunnaki moved on, and they evolved. And they're on a very high level right now. And they're coming back to clean up. They're part of the cleanup process. And they're taking out the fallen Anunnaki. And the fallen Anunnaki was on Enlil's side. And then Marduk, who actually made a pact with the reptilians. And so for total supremacy of the earth. And so Enlil was a defeated general that was there. So there's a lot of those are the old stories. But these other guys are still operating, like Enlil and Marduk and these other guys. They didn't ascend. They didn't they didn't get to where they needed to go. The other ones did. And so now they're coming back to help out. Enki ascended, and Anu and his father and all those guys, they all ascended. You know, they're way up there. They're 6-7 dimensional beings. So, and they're coming to help. I've had them appear to me. I've had Inha appear to me, and she's this 8'6" goddess, beautiful energy. And she told me there's a difference. There's a whole different story to what's being told. And they aren't reptilians. They're the bearded gods. They have beards. In Antarctica, they're uncovering their statues right now, and stasis and all these other things happening. So I would strongly advise, be sure who you're waking up, you know, and who you're getting behind, because you might be getting behind one of the fallen ones. And so that has to be sorted out.
During the Night Watch at ISETI July 2021 conference, I saw a 17-foot high metallic blue object in the field between park trailers and Skywatch. It waved and oscillated for about 30 seconds, then disappeared. No one else mentioned it that night. Do you know what it might have been?
Yeah, we checked into that. That was Arcturian ships. And we do have a lot of Arcturian ships coming in. And in my own lineage, I'm very connected with the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, and the Sirians, the Andromedans too as well. I'm very connected to that group. The Arcturians, I'm not as connected with. I've worked with them. You know, there's Sirius B folks, and there's Alpha, was it? Centurion. Alpha Centauri, Tarians, you know, Alpha Centaurian B. And there's all kinds of other folks out there that I haven't worked with. So I've heard they're around. The others have talked about them. I haven't, you know, they've been a little elusive for me for various reasons. But what I found out is that when there's a program going on and you're working with different people, the other ones don't interfere. So, you know, when this is all finished, we're going to join and be one big happy family, I'm sure. But they don't want to interfere with a project that's already going on. And you said it's been a project for 40 something years, more than that.
Now that the bad ETs have been removed from Earth, can we call on ETs and be sure only benevolent ones will come forward?
Yeah, that's quite an assumption, that now that the bad ETs have all been removed from Earth, because they're still around. I mean, we're still clearing them. We're still getting hit, you know, in the sleep state, and they're still messing with us. So we're still clearing them. There's a lot of people I do counseling with that are calling me up saying, hey, I've got something I can't deal with. And we look into it, and it's like a royal reptilian. So there's still some pretty nasties. They're staying hidden, and but they're being monitored. They will be taken out. But I don't think we're done yet with the multidimensional war. It's still happening. There still are some negative ETs, you know, running around.
This person says, yes, I have a big question. Now what? Trying to get frequencies raised, midterms had more cheating. Everyone was supposed to be prepared, but the hands of justice move so slow as our country continues to fall. Anything more we can do?
Yeah, get the popcorn and watch the show. Because, it's on. It's on. You know, I've been monitoring this, and I have connections in other dimensions that are monitoring this. And then I have connections, white hat connections and things like that too. And they all are saying the same thing. But not everybody is who you think they are. So be careful with some of the white hats aren't really what you think they are, but they don't have the whole story. They have parts of the story, and they're telling people because they want people to like them or accept them or approve of them or something. I don't know why they're doing it, but it's on. You know, we all got to do our part. And I think raising our frequencies and praying for the guys in the trenches is really important. Learning how to heal unseen negative influences is still really important to do. And don't worry about the elections. I mean, you can't, if you know somebody's going to commit a crime, you can't arrest them until they commit the crime. And so if it's a crime that is not where somebody's life's in danger, they're going to let them carry it out, because, and then get the goods on them. And that's what happened. It's been going on the past two elections, and they have everything. So I wouldn't worry about that. Everything's there. The military right now is the only option. They are coming up. And a lot of judges that have turned things around that they tried to seek justice in or being arrested along with everybody else. So it's a big mop-up operation. It's going to take a while. I mean, this has been going on for 450,000 years. We've been under draconian law, and it's all being cleaned up now. So it's an amazing time to be alive and be a part of this. But it's going to take a little while longer.
Can you talk about Mother Mary?
Yeah, we're almost out of time. I've got some time. God, Mother Mary. Mother Mary is just, she's a universal being. She's just pure love. Whenever I'm having problems here, I connect into her. My whole heart just opens up and I get that divine feminine hit, you know. And it's kind of a bummer because I feel Mary so close and the Palladians and then I try to recreate that here on earth and it's not working out too well. But so I guess I've been kind of spoiled by that one. But she's a beautiful being. She, you know, they went through the Egyptian mystery schools. They're very adept. They were very high royal beings. Mary had Lyrian genes. She was from ancient Lyra. And they used her genetics and the genetics of an Andromedan named Gabriel to bump up the vehicle that Jesus incarnated into. They had to, because his soul force was so strong, he would have burned out the synapses of most other bodies. You know, they had to actually create a vehicle for him to come in. And there's so much more to that story, but there's the House of Mary, and meditate on the House of Mary. All the grandmothers are there, you know, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene. They're all working together right now, and they're very involved in the children and healing the children, and they're just done with the child trafficking and all the other nonsense. And they're a driving force behind putting that to an end. But very, very active right now. She's very active in the planetary awakening and healing and as the other masters are as well. So again, it's a multidimensional event happening. And I can't say enough about her. I mean, she saved my life when I was five. I was in the hospital dying, and she came to me and healed me. And I wouldn't be here right now. So I have a little bias there concerning her. But she's been with me ever since, as well others. And it is kind of sad. I wish more women could align with that energy and become one with that energy and stop all this division game going on, because it doesn't need to be there. You know, we need to just be kind and loving to each other, you know, which is why I've kind of stepped out of the UFO community, because there's not a lot of kindness and loving. There's just a lot of backstabbing and competition and nonsense there. So, but anyway, I don't want to leave on a dark note. I know we've just got
15 more minutes.
15 more minutes.
We started about 4:50.
Oh, so we do have more time. Yeah. Great. Okay. All the masters, you know, a lot of times what I do is if it's not working here, I turn the energy up and I go out and I meditate, I get out in nature and I turn them. And there's some days I'm out there saying, what the F is going on? This is insane. Get me out of here. I'm going to have those moments. Everybody has those moments. You know, the more we attach ourselves to others and other people and their goals and their agendas, it gets crazier and crazier and crazier. So we really need to become sovereign in our energies and go within and get out in nature and focus on love and joy and bliss and start being kind to each other and be of service to each other. That's where we need to get back into the heart. And that's what they teach, and that's what they're all about. And so we need to get back to that. And it never ceases to amaze me what's happening in the spiritual community and what's happening in the UFO community. It's like I don't have time for it. I'm struggling even stepping into it to bring a lot of this information out. And you know, my heart's in nature. You know, my heart's being out, you know, swimming in the ocean with dolphins and the fish and working, building, you know, gardens and being creative. You know, that's my heart's into that, and hopefully with like-minded people, you know, but, you know, without agendas, you know, which is great, you know, but it's hard to find.
James, with vibrations raising, how will this affect humans that would be considered bad, like a psychopath, narcissist, etc.?
Well, yeah, the psychopaths are going to get more psycho, and the narcissists are going to get more narcissistic, and unfortunately, the energy coming in is an amplifier. It's going to amplify everything, but the action reaction principle is also being amplified. So the time between the action reaction, so the lessons are coming fast and furious, hot. You know, they're coming in. And so these people are going to take themselves out, and they're just going to expose themselves. They can't hide it anymore. And so as all this gets amplified, you're going to see people who they really are. The masks are all coming down. You're going to see the vast majority of our leaders going down in this, because they're not who they say they are. And it's all a facade. You're going to see the music industry, the movie industry, all these people just crashing because they can't hide who they really are and what they've aligned themselves with. So all this stuff is going to go down, and it's part of the planetary lifting, or the awakening and healing. If you want to get technical about it, the Schumann resonance is off the scale. The planet's vibrating like crazy. The solar activity is off the scale. We're getting huge standing waves moving through the earth, and nobody knows where they're coming from, and one wave after another. It's all there. We used to get bursts of energy hitting the earth about maybe 50 a day, and it's gone up to 500 now. It's, I don't know where it's at now. The cosmic ray index is off the scale. The whole spectrum, the electromagnetic light spectrum, it has new bands of energy in it and everything. So you can't deny what's happening. And the best thing we can do is just really learn to surrender to the God within us and let people do their thing, let them be themselves, and really focus on healing ourselves and getting our own houses in order right now, because we don't have the luxury of getting involved in all these other dramas. I know I don't. That's why I don't get involved in a lot of them, you know, and I don't jump in and defend myself and all this stuff going on. And I know the true motives behind what they're doing, why they're doing it. But, you know, if it comes to that one day, I may just call it all out and say, this is what's really going on, and this is why they're doing it. And it goes back to, wasn't there a question about Corey, or is that already? You know, people be asking me about Corey Good, and Corey's being Corey. And I'm not on his payroll. I'm not part of his staff. And we do correspond now and then. But, you know, I don't know what Corey's doing. And but I think a lot of what he's doing needs to be done. And I've seen it firsthand. And it goes back to when I let Corey speak at one of the conferences. All hell broke loose. I saw who's who in the UFO community. I saw all these people just coming unglued and attacking me and attacking my character. And it hasn't stopped. It's still going on. So, you know, just what if there's a possibility that maybe that's why he came in, maybe incarnated to take out the garbage and clean up a lot of this stuff so we can have contact. You know, we need to think of that way. You know, we can't just ignore the dark side and just let it have full reign. You know, we're going to have to deal with it. And I know he's had a really rough time in dealing with that stuff. And he's had, you know, a lot of backstabbing, a lot of stuff going on. And you know, Corey's being Corey. He's doing what he's doing. And, you know, to me, it's like, I think a lot of it needs to be done.
In the midst of this global galactic transformation, what gives you the most hope for a positive future for humanity?
You know, what gives me the most hope is what's behind the planetary awakening and healing, the lifting. If you saw what's behind it, it's like the source itself, whatever you want to name it, God, Great Spirit, Creator, whatever name you want to give it, that infinite wisdom, the unseen God and everyone, everything. Everybody has a different name for it. But that's what's behind this. And then there's levels below that. And there's legions below that and whole civilizations below that that are coming in to deal with this. And there's a lot of miscreation that needs to be dealt with that are not connected. They're not operating from universal law. And they've been creating havoc throughout the multiverse, and they're being cleaned up right now. And so when you look at the forces behind this, that gives me solace because I know it's going to get cleaned up. And that's the only thing I know is I know God wins, you know, so whatever name you want to give it. And also too, when we talk about God, that word itself has been so misunderstood. And you know, you've got the Hebrew God. There's two of those, actually, Jehovah and Yahweh. And then you've got the Greek gods. You've got the Egyptian gods. You got the Anunnaki, the Lyrian gods. You know, you got all these beings out there in our history. And you really have to know our history, our real history. The Earth's been colonized several times by some very advanced beings that were here. And there's been a lot of genetic engineering going on and a lot of upgrading and with the knuckle dragger that was growing here naturally and evolving here naturally and the Denisovian man and some of the others. So, you know, when you know the real history of Earth and that we're just a big mix of all this stuff, the diversity, the biological and genetic diversity on this planet is nowhere else. And not just human, but plant, animal, and everything. A lot of, when the terraforming is going on, a lot of different groups brought different animals, different plants, different things here. So it's an amazing place to be. And that's why there's so much headbutting, because there's people at different levels of evolution. And there's people that have different cultures and different ways. And hopefully we can all agree to live under universal law, you know, which is basically universal peace and brother, sister, love, and individual freedom and prosperity for all. You know, in the old days, the law of one, or whatever you want to call it, everybody has different names for it, was they always help the less fortunate rise to their highest potential. And they're always in service. And the most powerful people were in service mode. They weren't in see me, dig me mode, which we have here, or how much money can I make mode, or things like that. It's different. So we need to start choosing our leadership according to their spiritual advancement and their track record of service to humanity and the earth. And then things will turn around. But right now it's in total disarray. And so we're going to have a whole turnaround. Everything's going to be turned upside down and in that area.
Please give us advice on the best way to heal our past traumas. Is it true that the first chakra to heal should be the root chakra because it stores lower vibration emotions? Please explain this very important topic.
Yeah, the root chakra is not, I wouldn't call it lower vibration. It's a very powerful chakra. It's creation. And the first two chakras, the root chakra is like survival. It's your earth connection, your groundedness. Second chakra is creation. It's your sexual energy. And that gives birth, you know, and you can use that energy to create as well. And the third chakra is your power chakra. It's your solar plexus. And so you have survival, sex, and power. And they're out of balance right now. We've been locked in the first three chakras due to all the social engineering from the music industry, the movie industry, the society in general, the news and everything. They're keeping us, you know, in fear and survival and sex and power over others. And where's the empowering others? Where's the service to others? Where's the heart chakra, which is love for all things? You know, in here, it's supposed to be love spoken. You know, your fifth chakra is love spoken. And in your third eye is God seen, and everything you start seeing when your third eye opens, you start seeing the other dimensions and the other beings around you, and all your relatives start appearing to you and everything else you thought were dead, but are not. And seventh chakra, and when that opens up, that's I am God. That's your God connection right there. And so this body is an amazing body, but it's got a lot of distortions in the chakras. And when we move up into the higher chakras, it gets undistorted. So The trick is not shutting down your first three chakras. They're just as divine as any other chakras, but it's bringing them into balance and getting rid of the judgments and all the other crap around them. Because, you know, there's been a lot of, you know, judgments. There's a lot of Puritan judgments around sex. There's a lot of, there's all these things around around survival. You know, survival, you need the government, you need the army, you need, you're not going to survive without them, you need the massive police forces and everything else. And so that's been ingrained in there. And, you know, we do need our police right now because the world's a mess, you know, but they need to be on working, you know, under the real constitution, under a whole different system. But the military, we do need the military right now. That we really need the military right now to clean up this other mess. But again, it all has to be aligned, you know, with universal law, and then things come together, or common law. And we really need to study what the real constitution says, what common law is about, and what universal law is about. And they're all lined up, and get rid of this fake government and all this other crap we're dealing with.
The sun seems to be playing a huge role in the transformation of everything and everyone. What do you know about the sun?
The sun's playing a very active role with the coronal mass ejections and the flares, and that is affecting the bioelectric fields around the body, and it's putting us in process. And Stanford research with monkeys, some would become comatose and others would go into self-mutilation when they fluctuated the magnetic fields. We don't have to behave like monkeys, and we can go to the SOHO site and see when the flares are hitting and realize, you know, if there's a big solar flare hitting, it might be a good idea to stay indoors and just don't interact with people, because people are going to be losing it. You know, it's like the full moon energy, same thing, you know, Luna, lunatic, you know, it's all tied together. And there's a reason for that. And, you know, during the full moons, during the moon cycles too, everything, people react to it, energies react to it, people get sick, people get crazy, people get, it's all related, it's all affecting us. But we need to understand these external effects and these energies, but we can override all of them, you know, by understanding what they are and just kind of make some changes in our usual behavior.
Hi, James. Can you please teach more about how to connect our organs with earth alignments for healings?
Well, you know, that's a book. Yeah, that's a whole book in itself. And, you know, basically, I tell people, just take your shoes off, walk on the grass, you know, go out in the morning, take a walk, or at night, if you can, sit on the ground and lay on the ground. If you can, it's even better, just full on spread out, lay on the ground and ask your body to reset, you know, with the planet, to become more aligned with the planet's frequencies and energies. And I do that on a regular basis, sit out and meditate, you know, and connect with spirit and ask, you know, I do it every night when I go to bed. I do a little prayer and I ask for them to rejuvenate and restore my body and keep me going till we get through these times, you know, and then give me my shit back, you know, but so I can get out of here. But anyway, that's another story. But the, yeah, it is important. I would say the most important is drink a lot of water, eat really close to the earth. There are a lot of solutions out there that can help you detox and get rid of things out of your system. We use a lot of that here. And again, I can't really go into that because they shut me down for practicing medicine, but you know, we have regular agendas. You can look these up. There's a lot of protocols that you can do to get rid of any of the crap in your body and clean up your body. So I think we're out of time, but anyway, that being said, we are out of time, and you know, just hang in there. Everything's going down. Be sure and do your part. Don't be in fear. And, you know, take care of yourselves, your family, your neighbors, and just focus on that love and joy and bliss, and get out in nature and do whatever you can, you know, to realign your own energies and your own body. And on that note, keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and you'll get through these times. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.